Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Tsleil-Waututh, the Keetse, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tsawwassen, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Cam.
All right. Well, I brought a selection of beers that I picked up while I was in Hawaii not that long ago.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's going to be a definite theme here of a bunch of IPAs and then two dark beers.
Right on.
So I got some beers from Waikiki Brewing Company, Honolulu Beer Works, Stewbaum and Stonewall Brewing Company, Maui Brewing, and then Inu Island Ales.
Nice. That's a good selection.
So, an IPA, a hazy IPA, a double IPA, a black strap molasses porter, and a massive imperial stout.
Nice.
Okay, that doesn't sound like anything you would like.
No, exactly. I think we're going to start out with the Waikiki Brewing Company black strap molasses porter. Wow. 6.5% alcohol, 37 IBU. Wow. Little can. I'll let Warren start out. Oh, wait, we're missing one of the beers.
Oh, yeah, that one.
We also have, from Lanikai Brewing, an Imperial Stout.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Two of them.
Waikiki Brewing, a taste the aloha. 100% brewed in Hawaii.
Yeah, so this is actually a brew pub that was about 5-minute walk from my hotel, and I really enjoyed their beers. They had a barley wine on for their anniversary when I was there.
Nice.
And it was really, really solid.
Wow. This is this looks like a porter. It's got this thick, rocky, tan head. And it's got that deep, you know, auburn brown kind of color going on. It smells great. It smells like, you know, chocolate and the roasty.
Just the picture.
Yeah, you're definitely getting that molasses nose, too.
Yeah, you get that rummy kind of overtone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that head is just...
It smells rich.
Super creamy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now I'm done taking photos. I'll try it.
Big, roasty, rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chocolatey, earthy, coffee.
Not a lot of sweetness at all.
No.
Yeah, there's no sweetness, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super dry.
Yeah, a little bit of sweetness there, but...
Touch of bitterness, too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, 37 IBU or something. So yeah. It does finish with a little bit of a bitterness.
That bitterness is like almost like dark chocolate bitterness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, they had a really cool jalapeno beer, too, that it just tasted like the flesh of the jalapeno, like none of the spice. It was really, really interesting.
Hmm.
Really good food program, too.
Nice.
We ended up having dinner there twice.
Oh, it must have been good then.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, and again, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah. So that works action. Too.
But yeah, no, great staff, really friendly, great service.
Man, throw this on Nitro too, and it would be killer.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, you tell me you've got a 6.5% porter, and I'm there.
Like, yep, I was definitely the same way.
Well, I finished my last sip. I have a very narrow glass, but I still have a head on mine.
Yeah. One of the things that is frustrating, just like here, so often it's just 4-packs only. Yeah. So I wanted to bring more of their beer back, but it was just basically 4-packs. So that was just...
Fair enough. You got enough for a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice little 355 mil cans, too, with...
Yeah.
You know, a couple palm trees on there. Pretty simple design, but
super simple design.
Nice and clean.
Yeah, you know what you're looking for. The company name's right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Very recognizable. The big palm tree on there.
Yeah, and there was lots of palm trees around. It was actually cool, too. Hawaii, it's warm. Basically, all open air. They can close it up at night, but they just open everything right up. So it's, it's kind of nice. Big fans in the ceiling. Didn't feel too warm in there, even though it was hot out.
Mm-hmm.
Really good spot for some beers.
Beautiful.
And cheers to making a fucking barley wine when it's 30 plus degrees right? out. Love it.
Well, I mean, it's Hawaii. It's always 30 plus degrees.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm thinking Imperial Stout, probably not what most people are going to be looking for in that kind of temperature.
But that was the best part. Like, I was finding multiple Imperial Stouts when I was there.
That's insane.
Barley. Now, I think there was a change in rules because it seemed like a lot of the breweries were having, I think it was their fifth anniversary right about then. So there might have been some kind of rule change right around that time.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, 16%. Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find something like that produced here in BC.
You could find it.
Yeah.
It's just the taxing.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the label will say
we'll get 11. To that.
9.
Yeah, the laws.
That was a fun one. Well, we had the secret cellar, last week or whatever, when we drank it before it was released, it was like,
11.9.
Something like that, and then it went up to 14.6 or 8.
Yeah. I guess the price went up on that beer, I guess, because that changes the tax bracket of that beer, unfortunately.
Yeah, they had to change it the day before release, I'm pretty sure. Because I was like, you guys are wrong. The can says this. I'm like, no, we were wrong. The can is wrong. It was pretty strong.
Yeah. Somebody tested it.
Oh, yeah.
It happens sometimes, right?
Yeah.
All right, I guess we're moving on already.
I don't hear any complaints from us, though.
So this is a brewery I didn't end up making it to. The day that I wanted to go there, they weren't open, which happens sometimes. And I also visited quite a few breweries on a short trip. This is Honolulu Beer Works Hop Island IPA. It's a 7% IPA, and I don't think it says the IBU, but it says that they've won silvers in the IBC 2016-2017, whatever that is, international brewing competition maybe.
Yeah. Yep. And it's got some kind of robo shark with on the label here. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a really it's a white can with a very metallic shark or fish on it.
Yeah, that's really cool. West Coast style IPA, a little bit of citrus hop, mm-hmm. little flavors. Bold, dank, and resiny, they say. Yeah, we'll find out.
She's foamy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Hazy. Even though they say West Coast style, it's still hazy.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. It's not like hazy. It's just a slight haze, like a hop haze.
Yeah.
Definitely citrusy on the aroma. Holy moly.
Nice light color.
Yeah. Tropical sort of mango thing going on in there, too.
Big head on it.
Yeah. No kidding, eh? Good lacing.
So, yeah, no, definitely really tropical on the nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like when Warren cracked the can, I could smell it over here. That's how much nose it has.
That's tasty.
It's definitely like big pineapple, but it's also got that nice big, bitter and
it's got
pithy
floral.
Punch.
It's like floral. A floral hop in there as well, which makes it a little different.
So it's almost been hopped on the juicy side and that West Coast side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. That's really nice. It was sitting like a little brighter notes than I thought it would. But that's really nice.
Yeah. I just finished photos again and it's a nice first set. I'm way behind here. No, it is interesting. There is that resiny thing really stands out.
Yeah. I'm not getting a ton of dank out of it.
No.
But definitely getting that kind of pine resin.
Definitely resiny.
Citrus that you look for in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. And I find that the fruitiness kind of falls away as you sip more of it just because everything else just keeps building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gets more dry and
That's not a bad thing. It's just.
God damn.
Just changes as you drink it.
That's Yeah, for an IPA, that's nicely imbalanced.
Nicely imbalanced?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what West Coast is about, right?
Yeah, I think I tried another one of their beers, and I'm going blank right now, because I picked up some other beers that I didn't bring home as well. Yeah. Had to drink while I was there.
Of course.
don't want to be thirsty.
No, exactly, yeah.
Best thing is, if you run out of beer, you can just hit the ABC store, right?
There was an ABC 3 or 4 minutes the other direction of Waikiki Brewing. So, yeah, there was definitely some options.
Right.
Yeah. And I ended up being able to pick up a beer from, what was it called again now? Big Island Brew House, which is from the Big Island that I tried when I was there last.
Mm.
So it's really nice to kind of re-hit one of their beers because they were a really good brewery.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Brew pub and Mexican restaurant, at least at that time.
Ooh, can't go wrong with Mexican and beer.
No. No, I want both. I've got one. Where's the other?
Yeah, I was trying to look up a place that I went to when I was in Waikiki last, and I couldn't find it on Google Maps. I'm wondering if they may be closed or...
Could be, yeah.
But then there was new ones that had popped up that weren't there when I was there last, and that was only like 3 years ago, so...
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
So the next beer we got here is not actually from Waikiki or Honolulu or that island in general.
This Oahu.
Oahu, yes. Thank you. I was going blank. This is from Maui Brewing Company. I went to their tasting room that's like right downtown Waikiki, like in the touristy area.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that's upstairs?
Yeah, upstairs. Yeah, yeah. Really cool there. Place, actually.
I've been there. It ain't cheap.
No, well, nothing in Hawaii is cheap. Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, it's a nice tasting room. But
yeah, that's just not even far from like where the statue of the surfer is and all
that. Yeah, no, it's right across the street from Duke's, basically, yeah. Where you have to get reservations for dinner like 3 months in advance.
We went to Duke's for lunch.
Yeah, I went for breakfast at 7 in the morning, because all we could get.
Nice.
But yeah, this is their double overhead double IPA, 8.5% alcohol.
I went to the brewery on Maui.
Yeah, I've never been to Maui. I've only been to the Big Island in Oahu.
Yeah, Maui's a nice island. There's some cool places.
Maybe one day. I don't know. It's. Oh, I think I'm going to take a while to go back to Hawaii just because of how friggin' expensive everything is these days.
Oh, yeah. No kid. Okay, this one's nice and clear and yellow.
Yeah, this is looking much better than the last.
This is a commercially filled can.
Yeah. That's the color beer is supposed to be.
Yeah, and I think Maui Brewing, they distribute to the mainland and everything too, don't they?
They sometimes distribute here. It's been a while, I think.
But I think you can get it in Washington, California. You can occasionally
see it pop up in our liquor stores too. I think I saw some at the BCL not too long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Wow.
It's usually just their golden ale and then I think like a lager or pale ale.
None of the IPAs.
No. Right. That smells like IPA.
Yeah, nice and fruity, floral.
It's not overpowering, but
nice.
But yeah, it's definitely got some bitterness in there.
It's kind of spicy.
Floral, spicy, fruity.
Yeah, finishes on that spice note, actually. That's like, it's quite interesting.
Not super bitter, but definitely not a hazy.
I can taste some booze in this one.
It's definitely
it doesn't hide the alcohol. That's
what's the percentage on this?
8.5.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 8.5. Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah, they're climbing up right now, and they're not going to get lower.
Yeah.
So it's weird because it says double overhead, double IPA, but on the can it says rich, slightly malt body supports this generally hopped Imperial India Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Imperial, double, same idea.
Is it? Yeah. I always think they're hotter.
Imperial's a nice way of saying jacked up booze level.
Like it.
Higher alcohol.
Higher.
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple of these ones.
Only once?
I can't remember if this was a 4-pack or a 6-pack. So I brought a couple home. But
yeah, that would go down really nice on a hot beach.
I'm enjoying this. You'd have to drink it fast, though. Right. That's why they put them in the little cans.
Yeah.
Because it would stay cold long.
No, exactly, right?
If I remember right, for the most part, Maui Brewing does small cans and then like 750s.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Okay. Is anybody over there doing a beer snow cone? Because I know everybody does shaved ice. Anybody doing the shaved ice with beer on it?
I didn't notice anyone. It
would melt too fast.
Oh, it's like a beer slushy, right?
Yeah, no, they had one at Cannery Brewing. Really nice, actually. Sour beer.
Slushy. Oh, the Slurpees, yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be some at Vancouver Craft Beer Week, I'm sure.
It better be.
But I know this is... I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, this is nice. Like, could definitely crush a few of these and then get up off the couch and regret my decision.
Yeah, you can miss half your vacation on these.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, it was really good. I've already finished mine. I drank it really fast. Enjoyed it that much.
All right. The next one we need to get something to pour it with because she's lively.
This is the one you're afraid of?
Yeah, this is the one I'm afraid of.
All right. Hang
on. So the first can of this that I opened in my hotel room, it needed a cleanup on aisle two.
Sounds like a homebrew story of yours.
Yes.
At Evan Doan's
house, yes. His wife is so understanding. It hit the ceiling.
So this is like super slow.
Hang on, I'm
gonna go back. Yeah, maybe you go open it in the sink.
Okay, so it's what is it?
Lanikai.
Yeah, thanks there.
Lanikai Brewing.
So, oh god, you give me the hard ones. Ophilo Mulana Imperial Stout, coming in at 10.4 ABV.
Nice and light.
Yeah, it says island inspired, which they all kind of say that. So, yeah. Imperial Stout with chocolate. Huapia? Fuck. This chocolate, whatever that word is, Imperial Stout is a remnant of the famous pies baked at Ted's Bakery in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah, I know what they're saying, though. Huapia is those little, it's like a fold, like a turnover, right?
Nice.
You can actually get them at McDonald's over there, I think. They got coconut ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it says a deep, beautiful chocolate brown in color and a tan head that lingers and laces. And doesn't really talk much about the beer.
I don't remember how to pronounce the name of this town.
I'm not even going to attempt.
I can't remember.
Good luck with that.
This brewery. Kinohe? Yeah, I think that might be it. This brewery's in the same town as the next beer.
Oh, okay.
Is
this on the East Coast?
Yeah, this is on the East Coast of Oahu, yeah.
I think I might have been to that brewery.
It's settling down pretty good here now.
It smells so goddamn good.
Smells rich.
Rich, chocolatey. Oh, yeah.
Very rich.
Earthy.
Earthy, yeah.
Definitely like caramel or toffee. And
I'm getting like
treacle.
That chocolate and coconut. And
oh, yeah.
The biggest head on earth.
Oh, my God.
A nice deep tan head.
Still half. Mine's still half cups of head.
Shit, give me a scoop of ice cream.
Mm. Yep. Mm. And it's definitely rich on the flavor.
Oh my goodness, super rich. Chocolatey rich though.
Milk chocolatey.
Whoa. I'm almost getting like a chocolate cinnamon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some roast in there.
Definitely some roast in there.
It's not finishing sweet though. It's finishing
starting really sweet and then finishing pretty dry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it finishes with that like roasted malt bitterness, but not like overly bitter, just enough to cut off that sweetness.
I'm just starting to get some of that, like that umami kind of thing. Mm. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow,
it does linger though.
That is big.
Yeah. Well, what is it again? 11?
No, 10.4.
10.4.
Yeah, that would be good with a scoop of vanilla.
10.4, buddy.
Oh yeah,
right. French vanilla.
Little beer float with this.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You kidding me? I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a lot going on with this one. It's really tasty. Mm-hmm. And then we're just going to kill ourselves with the last one.
But it's not like overly heavy either.
No, it's not really heavy on a mouthfeel.
But it's got a nice mouthfeel. No, it's just not heavy.
Yeah. I find it almost a little creamy.
It's definitely creamy.
Yeah.
Okele Maluna.
That's how he can say everything better than
me. What the hell does that mean? With chocolate hapia.
It means Hawaiian word.
Yeah, exactly. Words that I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah. And I have to say, the view wasn't as good at Lanikai Brewing, but at the next one, Inu Island Ales, you come around the corner from where I parked, and the mountains just like jut out above. It was just like, holy shit, I would love to be at this brewery, look out the door and go, oh yeah, I work right by that. Because the mountains, like if anyone's watched Jurassic Park, right? You know what the mountains in Hawaii look like. They're just gorgeous.
Yeah, that's that. There's what do they call those things? It's a garden or whatever.
There's like a tourist attraction where they film Jurassic Park, but it was really expensive. We were thinking about doing it. It was $250 or something. Cool. It was just like, nope.
For each person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to Universal Studios. Fuck off.
Yeah, then you have to go to a totally different area.
Oh, I know. But I have kids, so it worked better for me.
But yeah, this is a really good beer. They actually, I was more impressed with the Imperial Stout they had on tap at the time.
Yep.
Seems like they just have a rotating Imperial Stout. It was just a little sweeter, so it was a little more my thing, but this is really good too.
Well, I'm noticing just from like the way we're drinking, and it's always been one person finishing first, and it seems like that's their favorite style, because I've been one, Warren's been one, I think both you've been one. It's been pretty funny.
But no, I'm a fan of this. It's really good.
On the can, they said that the head lingers, and holy fuck, they're not lying.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't go away.
It's awesome.
And I mean, there's lacing all the way up my cup right now.
Same. But it's like even this little head, when you go to take a sip, the head doesn't like keep the beer. You're not getting all the foam in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
Which I like.
Yeah, so there's two breweries in that town, right? Mm-hmm. What, the other one's the Olomana?
No, Inu Island Ales.
Oh, so there's more than one.
There might be more, yeah.
Yeah, because there's another one, Olomana.
Because, yeah, I think there was one that I couldn't make it to, or it wasn't open the day I was there. I can't remember.
Oh, there's a Maui Brewing there, location there as well.
They're That's everywhere.
Funny. That's funny. Yeah, I think I went to Lanikai. Were you in there? In the tasting room?
Yep.
Did they have a swing?
I don't remember.
Kind of swing.
Like a rope swing.
Oh.
Like a rope with a board across it, that, you know, like a swing.
They might have been.
Sounds like a lawsuit.
Especially in the States.
Yes.
I don't know. My wife tried it.
They had some really nice, like, wood table, like, sort of like live edge wood tables, it seemed like. Yeah, it's a nice enough looking place.
Yeah, I think it was there.
That was good beer.
Let's hope this crowler survived too, because this was a fucking
well, the alcohol beer. Will help.
Yeah. So this is from Inu Island Ales, same town as Lanikai. Mm-hmm. This is the Coco Nana 16% alcohol Imperial Stout.
Coco Nana.
And it was coconut, macadamia nut, and banana.
God dang.
All right. So Warren, I'll let you open this. We're going to pass it this way at the end on
banana. Oh, I think beer, I've almost though. Got it figured out.
Oh, jeez.
Did I get some money?
Money shot.
Surprised you didn't lick it off.
It is expensive, so don't waste it.
Well, the color's still right on it. So.
It's deep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's pouring nice.
Black as the night.
Steal that too. Did you get any spilled there?
Oh yeah, this is this is very dark. But yeah, you see those red ruby overtones around the edges. Really, like smooth, creamy tan head. Whoa!
Very nutty.
Sweet aroma on it.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Very sweet. That banana is
banana chocolate.
Through.
Booze.
Yeah.
I'm picking up boozy. Yeah, I'm getting like coconut. I know there's no coconut in it, but that would assume. Oh, was there coconut?
There's coconut.
Yeah, okay. Coconut, banana, and macadamia nut. Yeah,
I'm picking up the macadamia nut and the banana.
Yeah, getting nutty in the background for sure.
I don't eat like nuts because I have a peanut allergy, so I've stay away from most nuts so I could prominently smell them when I eat.
I hope you're not allergic to macadamia nuts.
No, they're just peanuts.
Okay, good.
Wait to try my nuts.
Nobody tries those.
Slatcha.
But yeah, it's just such a big, rich aroma.
Yeah,
fuck, I love
crazy.
It.
Oh.
Has anyone tasted it yet?
Oh, I just did. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I think it's got peanuts. Just kidding. Oh.
Too sweet for me.
Oh, so good.
Oh.
I don't find it super sweet.
Yeah, no, this is like right up me and Jordan's alley.
Sweet.
Really?
Yeah, it's molasses and it's chocolate and it's banana and coconut.
Oh yeah, all that.
But there's no booze on the flavor.
No.
Like, not at all. And this is a thick, thick beer.
Is it ever? My God.
It's
dried fruit and syrupy. All kinds of things in there.
Yeah. It is a little syrupy. It's thick. A molasses, but I don't mind it.
You could
treacle, brown sugar.
You could pour this over pancakes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a bit of the banana. It's not like the the same banana kind of flavors you'd expect from like a Belgian beer or something like that. It's a different type of banana flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's almost just the sweetness of the banana without the.
Almost like when a banana is not quite ripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me more of that.
I feel like it's more like the overripe and sweet type. I don't like bananas and I don't like that certain taste, but the browner ones that like you put in banana bread, that's actually pretty good. Picking up.
Banana in like King Haffey, I used to really like that beer, but it's overpoweringly banana. I haven't had it in years, so maybe not, but I don't find that with this one. It's got a nice little hint of it in there, in behind the macadamia nuts and everything.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's what macadamia nuts taste like.
Yeah.
Well, just because there's that one flavor, and it's unique. But that's not something I can place my finger on, so I'm assuming
macadamia nuts are a very different nut. They're definitely really
picking
tasty.
Up on the macadamia for sure.
Yeah, because that's a one flavor profile that I'm like, okay. It's prominent. It's like more prominent than everything else besides like the molasses, the chocolatey stuff. But yeah, it's an interesting beer. I don't know if I could drink a full can, Mike.
Yeah, right? No.
You probably shouldn't drink a 32-ounce can of this beer. They only did Crowler Fills. They're a pretty tiny brewery. And I'll just read off the beers they had when I was there.
This is pretty there's like a fruity component in there too. It's almost like berries or something.
Banana berries.
Banana berries, yeah.
I don't want to know how many calories are in this beer.
Right?
3 million.
Oh, dude, yeah. No shit.
An insulin shot.
They only do sample size glasses. There's no like full glasses of any of their beer.
Oh, really?
Okay. So it's all tasters or crowlers.
Oh.
Wow. So they had the Moose Water, which was a unfiltered Canadian lager. They'd used some kind of Canadian hops. The woman wasn't sure. They had a Marion Belly, which is a Marion... berry and then marshmallows, whole lot of Beach About, which was a hazy IPA with
Motueka.
No, it's actually not that. I'm not sure what hop that is. Last slice of pie, which is a Berliner Weiss with key lime, marshmallow, and coconut.
Whoa.
The Guava Belly, which was a guava and marshmallow sour.
Love marshmallows.
The OJ Benang, which was orange, tangerine, grapefruit, and vanilla. And then this one, the Coco Nana.
Wow.
So really experimental brewery.
Yeah.
Really fun. Everywhere I tried was really good.
Are they like most of those ones you're saying, like sours, the ones with the marshmallows or?
Oh, yeah.
Because I do like a good sour, like a very heavy puree fruited sour with marshmallows in them. They're actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask if somebody accidentally bulk ordered marshmallows.
Yeah, no, marshmallows are in all of their sours. Their IPA had no adjuncts, neither their lager, and then the stout has a lot.
It'd be funny if they bought like the tricolor marshmallows, the ones that you think all taste different flavors. Yeah. Someone has to separate these before we brew with them.
They don't taste different.
Tell that to your kid.
This one tastes like green, and this one tastes like pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange. Tastes like orange.
I just love the fact that they're able to get 16% alcohol hidden in this beer.
It is very well.
It's not hot. It doesn't burn in any way.
No, there's no alcohol burn whatsoever.
You could tell me that this was any ABV, and I'd be like, yeah, probably.
10. Yeah, I mean, I'd believe it. 9 even.
You're not going to usually get that kind of sweetness without a high ABV. But the fact that you don't taste it at all is amazing. Because even that 8.5% double IPA, you could taste some booze in it, right?
If you told me it was 6%, I'd be like, well, why didn't you... Finish fermenting.
It'd be nutty to see if they threw this in like a freaking whiskey barrel or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Or bourbon. Come on.
Get it up to 18 or
20. Hope they listen to this podcast. No, just for the flavor barrel. In it.
Oh, we'll tag them, right?
It'd have to be a rum barrel. Just really get more of that sugar.
Yeah.
I just love like when I'm, even when I'm like sipping it, The aroma is so strong, like it's so much macadamia just in my nostrils too.
That comes off strong because it's like I said, I can smell that. Oh, yeah. I'm like, ugh, this is something I don't know. It must be a nut.
No, this is good. I don't know if I would ever want a size bigger than what I poured myself. Like, and it's a lot to get through, but
This is not supposed to be a beer.
Yeah, right? I wouldn't tag this as a session beer.
Oh, no, this is a session beer. A very, very slow session.
Long drawn out session.
Or no, a couch session beer.
Oh, my God. This would be like one of those cans of beer you brought camping, and it lasted you half a day. Yeah. Just put it back on a couple ice cubes. Not a lot, but a couple ice cubes.
I say you start the fire, and then you finish it at the end of the fire.
Yeah, right? Mm. No, I'm good. Just leave me here.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need the marshmallows then, though. This is a s'more already.
Yeah,
basically, much. With bananas.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, what do you think, boys? I know we're all finished up, and we don't know much about these breweries, so do you just want to do the question of the night?
So why don't we line the beers up so you can remember what there was?
I already know my picks.
Because there's a couple cans I'm not seeing here. I mean, I'm not picking the ones I can't see anyways, but.
I think we all know Mike's favorite.
Yeah, that was easy. Cam's picking the one that went.
Oh, yeah.
It was the coolest color.
All right. Well, Mike, since you brought them this time, why don't we just lead off with you since we all know what you're going to say.
All right, Coconana.
What was the best beer you had while you were over there?
Coconana.
No, I think I'd actually say it's going to be probably the Waikiki Brewing barley wine that I can't remember the name right now, but their anniversary beer.
Yep.
It was super interesting. It was sort of English style, but it really had kind of a flair of Hawaii. It was sweeter than a lot of barley wines, but not in a bad way. It was just different, and I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Nice. What was your favorite brewery out there that you visited?
For the full experience, probably Waikiki Brewing Company for the food, the beer, the atmosphere. But I think for just the sheer craziness, it's Inu Island Ales that made this beer.
Cool.
Just a little hole in the wall, tiny little system. It's bigger than Silver Valley and stuff, but it's not really a lot bigger than that.
Wow, okay.
It's just a little small unit, garage door open, couple seats, not many, couple tables.
Yeah, probably like Canuck Empire.
I have no idea. I haven't been yet.
It's a bit bigger than Silver Valley and has a little more space for seating.
But yeah, it was, and it has an amazing view just outside the door.
Canuck Empire doesn't. It looks at the stadium.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Yeah. All right, Warren.
Wait a minute. Here, let's see if I got the picture here.
Yeah, shut up, Jordan.
Yeah, shut up, Jordan. Where did it go?
Where'd you go?
Yeah, Canuck Empire is in the old taxi dispatch building, isn't it?
And there's a muffler shop next to it and stuff, but literally you are right across from Abbotsford Event Center.
Yeah.
It's pretty gnarly. Okay, so Warren, what's your beer of the night?
I think I'm going to go with that Maui. No. Was it the Maui Double Overhead that I liked?
The Double IPA that I called an Imperial. And you guys are like, it's the same thing, dummy.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm going to go with. That one had the nice, bright hops. And it was a little leaning towards the bitter side of things. So, yeah,
yes,
I like that one quite a bit.
Nice. All right, Cam, what's your preference of the nice? Night, nice. I can't even fucking
16%.
Coco Nana.
Coco Loco.
I mean, I'm a little bit split between the Honolulu IPA and the Blackstrap Molasses Porter. Actually. Oh, I quite enjoyed that porter, I think I'm leaning towards the Honolulu IPA just as one that I would drink all the time. It hit all the right notes for me, so that's where I'm going with it.
Fair enough.
Nice.
Jordan? Nice.
Well, in fairness, there was two that I really enjoyed. Obviously, one was the Coco Nana, even though it had nuts in it, whatever. I'll give that a pass. The also was the Maui Brewing, the Double IPA there. I like the flavors on it. It's my style. It was juicy, a little bitter. It went down super smooth. That was the one I finished before everyone else. But to call it a winner, I'm going to go by spelling on the can. And they spelled Coco Nana, Cuckoo Nana.
Well, maybe that's actually what it is, but they said Coco Nana.
So. No, it's supposed to be Coco Nana. You had a dumb server. It's okay.
Hey, no. Take that back.
I'm just playing. But no, I watched too much Coco Melon, so the winner goes to Maui Brewing.
Bada boom.
Yeah, but no, this I'm still sipping on this, and it's wonderful, the Coco Nana. So, I don't know, not a bad beer, except the one that we didn't really actually get to try, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm really bummed out about that.
Traveling does that. You see how some people handle bags.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even that. It's unfortunately, crawlers can be...
Yes.
Yeah, when they're filled on demand like that, it's tough to purge them properly.
Get that seal on proper.
Well, just getting all the oxygen out of there first, right?
It's a lot of surface area to purge of oxygen.
It is, so. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
yeah.
Thank God the good one made it.
Yes. Well, and unfortunately, like I said, Manolo's Wardrobe was a really, really good beer when I was there, which is unfortunate because I wanted to share it, but shit happens, right?
Yeah, well, we tried it, and I mean, we did notice some flavors that were you could see where it was, like Cam said, so maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. Yeah. We'll have to just go there.
Right?
Yeah. Win the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do a podcast there.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Well, you can write that off, right?
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
We out. Peace.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.